Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, can everybody hear me now? Okay, I think I'm coming through now, so DC hung up and she's calling back in. I don't know what it is with Love and Amazing Grace that we have such a problem connecting and hearing. So here is the amazing DC, the magical DC Love. Okay, let's see if it works.
Hello, Barbara. Yes, it works. My goodness, I could finally hear your beautiful voice. Hi, everyone. Happy Sunday. This is DC Love. I'm also known as the Magical DC Love. I've seen spirit from a very young age, and it was just part of my everyday life, and I thought everyone did. But the journey that I'm on right now, my present journey, it started with delicious sugar cookies with amazing sprinkles on them, and they actually flew off my kitchen countertop. They landed onto the tile floor. I had 2 pounds of sugar cookies all over the place. It was unbelievable. And if that's not enough, my cell phone began to text me, and it was my cousin's friend. And she was on the other side, and she wanted to, you know, I guess she wanted to start a conversation. And at that time, I wasn't ready. I was like, oh, my goodness. And I was trying to erase this fast. She was messaging me on my cell phone. And, you know, to top it off, I actually had spirit sit upon me. I couldn't breathe. I was screaming, get off me, get off me. But all of these incidents propelled me forward to the current path that I'm on, and it's a beautiful, beautiful path. I'm so blessed. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer. I'm an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, an ordained minister, interpreter and animal communicator, and formerly I actually was a law enforcement officer. So I think, you know, I've done quite a bit, and I love what I'm doing. But I have to say, some of the you know, the training, the education that I received, it was done in such an unconventional manner. And you're probably wondering, well, what is she talking about? Well, I've traveled to heaven a few times. Sometimes I was there visiting loved ones. Other times I was there to attend schools of higher learning. And it really helps me to see things from a heavenly vantage point. It really does. It's just totally unbelievable. And I feel so, so blessed. But everything that, like I said, happened to me, it happened so fast. It was so fast that it changed the course of my life. And I'm just so blessed that, you know, I do have this strong connection. And you know, the law enforcement background, I think it really helped me to do what I do today. I've traded in my 357, and some people will ask, well, what's a 357? It's a gun I used to carry. Now I offer angelic love instead, and I am so blessed because I'm able to channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget, I have this not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma. It's a crazy story. But the funny part of it is we've been together ever since. And Joan has the door open on the other side, and those on the other side walk through it continually. And my chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. And it really helps me to relate and work with people that are worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal, and I think normal's overrated, you know, as well. So I'm so blessed to be here with you and to bring my abilities to this beautiful radio show and access an even wider audience and bring healing to people at regular intervals. But if you want the cliff notes on DC Love, my purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good evening, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. and I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I can remember it again. Yay! I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, an author, and a teacher. And I am also a soul contract changer, which is something new that they've added to me in the last few weeks. My life has been a journey into understanding myself. I wanted to figure out who I am and why I'm here and what's right and what's wrong and all of those questions that I'd been getting answers to all of my life, but the answers had never actually fit. And so I began looking for answers that fit. And guidance has introduced me to so many amazing ways of doing energy healing, changing thoughts and beliefs, and it just gets better and better. And now they're teaching me to change soul contracts, which is, I still can't put it into words, but it feels great. Yeah, I'll just say it feels great. And it changes you. Oh, it changes you and on every level. It really just changes you. There's no other way to explain it. So I am still learning the ins and outs of soul contracts, and I'm still figuring out what I need to change, because there are some beliefs within me that are deeper than others, you know, just casual things. It's pretty simple. But when it's something that I've been carrying from lifetime to lifetime, it takes me a while to figure out how to clear it all out and to begin to live every aspect of my life differently. Every time I make a change, it does change. But sometimes I have to go back and make several changes in order to completely change a deep aspect. I hope that makes sense. Anyway, my website is divinelyguidedhealing.com. And when I am ready, I will put information there about helping other people change their soul contracts, because it is one of those amazing ways of changing your life. All right, now it is time for us to take questions from the people who have called in. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And our first caller is from area code 509. Okay, let's get the computer to work.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Mindy from Pasco, Washington.
Hi, Mindy. What can we do for you today?
Well, I was wondering, thanks for taking my call, but I was wondering if you could tell me what, if I could just get a general reading, I guess.
Okay. Well, let's see what DC is getting for you first.
Yes. Hi, Mindy. Thank you for calling in. It's very nice to connect with you. Okay. The first thing I was getting is, you've got to focus only on what you are wanting, not what you're not wanting, okay?
Okay.
And I feel like you're holding on to maybe a little bit of frustration.
Well, frustration to say the least, I guess that's a mild term, yeah.
You've got to try to stay a little bit more positive. And
okay.
I'm getting, you know, I see this beautiful star shining upon you. And, Mindy, you've got to realize you can accomplish anything, you know, if you believe in yourself. And this is your time. I'm so happy that you called in this evening. I really feel that it was meant to be. Okay?
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, sort of like right now, I feel like you feel like things are at a standstill, but Spirit is saying, Mindy, it's okay. Don't push, okay? Don't push too hard, okay? And I'm getting, you know, you're like you're frustrated, you're waiting on something, but Spirit is saying, you know what, you can't push right now because what you're waiting on isn't in your, it's not in your control. You've got to have a little bit more patience, okay? And if we control the way that we react to our situations or people or anything like that, things tend to work out so much better, okay?
Okay.
And I'm also getting, hon, you've got to be careful because you've got to realize that there is a mind-body connection. When we're frustrated and we have all these feelings like within, it can affect the physical body, okay?
Okay.
So you've got to, you know, you've got to let things out, okay? You've got to deal with whatever it is that you're feeling and you can't keep it stored within. Okay.
How do I go about doing, I mean, like, what's the good outlet for that? Healthy.
Well, I'm going to have Barbara come in. I'm going to have Barbara come in, and it's going to be so simple. Okay? But I am also feeling, are there some kind of, like, strange relationships, possibly?
Strange relationships? Yeah.
Strained. Yeah, strained. Because I'm getting strange. Like there's like something going on with relationships. There's a strain on them, possibly.
Yeah. Plenty
okay. Too. Okay. Okay. Well, you know what? You just sometimes we've just got to forget about what is not in our control. I mean, that might sound crazy, but you know, sending the others that are involved and just like letting go. Okay.
Yeah. See, that's the problem. I can't. Talk to the people that they're in, you know, there's detrimental strain.
Well, you can just send them love from your higher self to their higher self, and there's so many different things. There's the Ho'oponopono prayer. That's a Hawaiian prayer of ancient reconciliation. I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. Have you ever heard of that one?
Yes.
And that helps with any situation. You could put a picture in front of you or hold them, you know, in your mind, and that really does help. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Let me see what they're showing me here. Okay. And I'm getting, you know, at this time when everything is going on in your physical world, you are also having issues growing spiritually. I feel like between the physical and the spiritual, Spirit has given me a vision of a chicken with its head cut off. You're just running around in circles, okay? So what I'm getting is you've got to create a little space for yourself for some quiet time. You could listen to some nice music. But you need some. You need to make time for just you, hon, okay?
Okay.
To help you to just, like, feel better and to grow and everything. I feel like it's really, really necessary. Okay, let me just see. Hold on. I'm just trying to see what else they're showing me here. Okay. 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 I'm getting, you know, you have to wait. Don't make any hasty decisions. Because I'm getting, if you do something and you're not thinking it through, you're going to regret it. Okay? And I'm also getting, what's that? I couldn't hear you.
Does that have to do with court stuff with serving judges, criminal complaints, or...
Okay, let me see. Okay. I got a maybe on that. Okay. But this is a time to just relax. Okay, and I'm getting on that you've got, you know, time is going to be your friend. You need the time anyway. And I'm getting, like I said, watch your physical self. Are you having dental issues as well?
Dental issues?
Yeah, because they're here to showing me your teeth. Okay.
Yeah, gnashing of my teeth probably. I'm chipping them off because I'm so angry. I'm like, I'm clenching them and.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just getting like just a little bit more time as needed, okay?
Okay.
And then I'm seeing someone signing on a dotted line, okay? So. You've got to know that things are going to improve. You've got to stay positive and just, you know, use this time wisely. And I'm getting, you know, communication is going to help around, you know, others as well. And what I want to do now is I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and you're going to feel so much better, hon, okay? Just hang in there, because I feel like you're driving your car, you're looking at the GPS, and you're saying, come on, why won't you turn on? I don't know where I'm going. So I feel like, you know, you're a little bit, you don't know where you're going in life is what the Spirit is showing me, but there's nothing to worry about.
Yeah, I feel like.
Yeah, but it's okay. We're going to get you right.
It's totally untraveled territory for a lot of people.
Okay, but you know what? We're going to turn that spiritual GPS on, and you're going to be fine, okay?
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Barbara?
Okay, Mindy, we are going to do some statements that involve your innate body. Your innate body is a part of you that you can't see that connects everything else about you, the physical, the emotional, the spiritual, the intellectual, your past life, your future life, and everything in your life. So when we do this work, we are making changes on every level of your existence. And this is really simple to do. We simply make statements. Now, I will be guided to what statements are best for you, but you need to repeat what I say out loud, okay?
Absolutely. Okay.
Okay. Dear innate, I let go.
Go ahead. Dear innate, I let go.
Okay. Dear innate, I release the stress.
Dear innate, I release the stress.
Dear innate, I release the anger.
Dear innate, I release the anger.
Dear innate, I accept that I am only responsible for me.
Dear innate, I accept that I am only responsible for me.
Dear innate, I take back my power.
Dear innate, I take back my power.
Dear innate, I take back my peace of mind.
Dear innate, I take back my peace of mind.
Dear innate, I let go of needing to figure it out.
Dear innate, I let go of needing to figure it out.
Dear innate, I let go of needing to control others.
Dear innate, I let go of needing to control others.
Dear innate, I let go of all the ways they hurt me.
Dear innate, I let go of all the ways they hurt me.
Dear innate, I bring love back into my life.
Dear innate, I bring love back into my life.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I completely let go.
Dear innate, I completely let go.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
And take a nice deep breath. You feel better?
I do. I feel more at peace. I feel more peaceful. Like, I feel like trust. The word trust is coming to my head. Just, it's trust that everything's going to be fine.
Yeah. So whenever you get overwhelmed by it all or thinking about any of it or even slightly irritated at it, just start saying, "Dear innate, I let go." And just say that phrase over and over for a few minutes, and you will come back to a sense of peace. because right now you're focusing on what's wrong, which means you're creating more and more of the energy of what's wrong, which is really tearing you apart. So by switching that and starting to let go, you can actually find answers that you're looking for, because you're not focusing on the problem, so you can actually see the solution. Does that make sense?
I think I'm more focused. I think I'm more focused on the problem right now, because there's an abundance of so many of them that people need to be brought to justice for, that I feel overwhelmed by it, and that's why I can't get past the problem, because I need to articulate it on paper so that each person is accountable for their actions, you know, and so that's why I'm overwhelmed with it and going in circles, because I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Well, by using the Dear Innate, I Let Go, that clears all of the clutter, all of that old energy out of the way, so that you can actually find your own voice, so that you can actually express what you need to express. Because right now you can't express because there's so much emotion there. And that Dear Innate, I Let Go will help you let go of all of the emotion so that you can see what's really there.
Okay.
And
that's
it really does
advice.
Make
Thank
a difference.
You.
Okay, so do that for at least a week and notice what a difference it makes.
Okay. Okay.
And your guidance is saying that everything is actually going to work out just fine. So you don't need to be worried about any of it. So just let it all go.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you very much. I feel a lot better, actually.
Good. And you can come
Thank
back
you.
To feeling
I'm
that
very
good.
Blessed that you
better.
Guys took my call. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry, what was that last part that you said there?
I don't remember.
You were telling her to again if she needs us. We're here for you, Mindy. You can call back next week.
Oh, yes. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you, too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay. As soon as my computer does what I tell it to. Okay. We are going to go to the caller from area code 201. Hi, who's this?
Hi, I'm Jennifer from New Jersey.
Can I ask
like a general kind of question? I was just wondering, you don't do mediumship, do you?
We do have people who've crossed over who come in. So.
Do you have anybody coming through for me today?
Hi, hon. This is DC. I didn't catch your first name.
Jennifer.
Oh, okay, hon. Yeah. Hi. How are you?
Okay.
I actually saw a woman and a man. I have a woman and a man that stepped forward before you even said hello, okay?
Okay.
Okay. One of them was depressed. I got depression, and then I felt another. It might be the two of them or the one of them, and I felt like a heaviness in the chest. Does that make any sense?
I'm not sure what you're referring to. You're saying that there's a heaviness in the chest. What are you implying? Like a heart attack?
Well, heaviness in the chest could be fluid. It could be something to that. Like where they have pneumonia or fluid.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what I was getting. The woman is stepping forward. She's saying, Jennifer, why are you so hard on yourself?
Oh, God. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh. I'm trying to see. The woman that's stepping forward, I believe she's connected to your family. Excuse me?
I'm just wondering, are they on my mom's side, dad's side? Can you pick up like
I don't
weird,
but I hard to see. I mean, I don't know. Okay. But the woman is saying that, that you've come a long way.
Mhm.
Okay, and your family is proud of you. Okay.
Okay.
I'm seeing I'm seeing like a memorial service. Did you attend like a memorial service for a woman?
No, someone passed away not too long ago, a relative. But I didn't actually attend it, but my other family members did.
Okay. Just trying to see if they're showing
me
here.
The memorial service is connected to the man or the woman?
Well, I'm not sure. They showed me like a memorial service. Like I said, I saw a man and a woman step forward.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was dressed. It's hard because the two of them stepped forward at the same time. Okay,
Okay. Yeah.
The woman is the one that's talking. The gentleman doesn't talk. He seems like a little bit quieter. But the woman is saying, you know, she's like a loner at times. She'd rather be by herself, you know, most of the time than be around others. So she's laughing. Okay.
Yeah.
And she's saying she's had some hard times recently, like you've been through some stuff, okay? Let's see.
Can I ask another question? Like, do you see, like, from a financial perspective, do you think things are getting better? Do you see money coming my way?
Okay, hold on. Let me just see.
Okay, let's see. See green stuff coming.
Okay. So you want to know about money, okay.
Financials.
Okay. Well, I'm getting, you know, there is an opportunity for you to, you know, really make more money. But it depends on you doing something that you really love. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, the lottery.
No, I mean doing something that you love to do is what I was getting.
No. Okay.
Because I'm getting there is an opportunity, you know, for you to do something that you love and you can make more money, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so that's what I was getting. But, I mean, is there money possibly could come? Yes, but you've got to do something that you love. And I'm getting, you know, you do have a lot of spiritual assistance on from the other side, okay?
Okay.
And I do see some money coming and the woman saying she might get some money she didn't expect, okay?
Money I don't expect. When's that coming?
I don't know. That's what she's showing me, that you might get some money, you know, that you did not expect, hon, okay?
Okay.
So that's what she was showing me in regard to that. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and thank you for calling us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, so do you have an aunt who has died?
Yes.
Because I was hearing auntie.
Yeah, that's auntie. Yeah, she passed away about 2014.
Okay. And she is saying, lighten up. You get so serious. You get so wrapped up in things that you forget that you don't have to do it yourself.
Okay.
You have this wonderful group. I call them our team. Everybody has one. And your team is there to help you, to assist you in whatever way you need assistance. And she says you get so wrapped up in believing that you have to do it all yourself that you don't let them help you.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I find is really effective is to set intentions. You can make it your intention that you have a wonderful life filled with prosperity. That's your intention. Your team then makes your intentions come true. That's what they do. You don't know how they do it because you don't need to know how. You just let them do what they're there to do, which is to help you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so she's saying, let your team do their work.
Okay.
And keep your nose out of their business.
Okay.
Okay, let's see.
The person I spoke to prior mentioned that money was possibly coming. I didn't expect to receive. Do you pick anything up further on that or no?
She's saying that's something that's not your business.
Oh, okay.
They don't usually tell us when something is going to happen. Because when they tell you when, then that's all you focus on. And if it doesn't happen when you think it's supposed to happen, then you think you've been rejected, let down, whatever.
Yeah, I got it. And, all right, I'll just be patient and see what happens. I understand.
Okay. So she wants you to just live your life. And just your life, not other people's lives. Are you one of those people that tries to help everybody else?
Well, I'm always a sounding board for people, and then they don't care about me. Yeah, basically.
Okay, so stop doing that. Stop putting your energy into other people. Other people have more than enough energy on their own. They can take care of their own problems. They created their problems. Let them solve their problems.
Okay.
You stay out of it.
Okay, I will.
She's saying play in your own yard.
Okay,
let me see if there's anything else she wants to say. She says you have a great deal of potential that you're not even aware of yet. You need to focus on you. You need to really look at your life and see whether or not it brings you joy. And if it doesn't, change it.
Uh-huh.
She says that's the greatest gift you can give to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you deserve better. You really do.
Right. Okay. Now, I was thinking maybe I was going to move eventually. Do you see a move coming for me soon? I've been kind of here and...
She's saying that you need to have clarity about what you're actually looking for, what's important to you.
Mm-hmm.
You may want to start making a list of what it is you desire in your life.
Okay.
So you can recognizing yourself.
All right. I was hoping maybe I was going to move in 2021.
Mm-hmm. She's not saying you will. She's not saying you won't. She's saying it's really up to you to decide what's important.
Right.
Okay, she wants you to understand that the angels and the other divine beings do not control you. They're not there to control you. And they're not there to control any of us. They simply assist us. But we are the ones who decide what it is we want to have assistance with, what it is we intend to create in our lives. So it's not something that's happening without your control. It's based on what you intend.
Okay.
So if you want to move next year, then make that an intention. And then they can help you bring that into your life.
Okay. Makes sense. Yeah,
and Jennifer, this is DC. Before we let you go, Dolly Parton, her higher self is coming in. I don't know if you like Dolly Parton.
I was just talking to someone because we have a chicken store in our town, and they said that they had a special Dolly Parton, and it was for two breasts of chicken.
Well, you know what? First I heard a peacock that rests on its feathers is just another turkey. And then Dolly Parton's higher self is talking to you, and she's saying, girlfriend, I've had heartaches and headaches and toothaches and earaches, and I've even had a few pains in the ass, but I've survived to tell about it, and so will you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're
Bye.
So welcome.
Bye.
Okay. Our next caller.
You know what? This stuff up, Barbara. It just is, you know.
I know, but I just love it. I just love the energy of Dolly Parton. Okay, our next caller is from area code 860. Hi, who's this?
Oh, hi, girls. It's Lisa Marie. How are you?
Hi,
hey,
Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
How are you?
Well,
how are you?
How about you?
You're both at once.
I know. We give it to you in stereo.
Yeah, that's it. Stereo. I'm wondering if the angels have any messages for me.
Well, we're going to look. But Lisa, Ginger has a message, and she's saying, girlfriend, I love you. She just thinks you are one of the coolest, you know, women that she's ever, you know, known. And she watches everything you do, and she's saying she's got the biggest heart that I've ever seen. But she's saying, Lisa, I'm going to give you a little bit of advice. Handle every situation like a dog. If you can't eat it or play with it, just pee on it and walk away. I don't know what's going on tonight. The energy's kind of whacked, you know? So I'm not sure. Do you know what's going on, Barbara? My goodness.
Was that Joan? Or that was the dog? Joan?
Okay, we got it. Okay, Ginger, that was beautiful. She's hanging out with Dolly Parton, tell yourself, okay? And Joan, they're all hanging out there listening to the show. Okay. Okay. Well, Lisa, you've been going through quite a bit, and excitement is coming your way with your fur baby. And I just see all these signs that you're continually getting, and you are noticing them, correct?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, I mean, that's totally beautiful. And that's, you know, that's the way that, you know, the angels can connect, and Gizmo's been connecting and giving you all this beautiful, you know, communication that's truly divine. So I'm just, like, so excited when you post about all the beautiful things that you've been receiving and your pajamas with the little white puppy. My goodness.
I know. Can you believe that?
And that was last year, correct, that you had the pajamas, but you didn't wear them to this year?
I got them after, you know, they're Christmas pajamas, so I got them after Christmas, and I just put them on. And my husband, who I went down in the basement to do laundry with hair down to my shoulders and came up with a pixie cut, and 3 days later said, did you notice that I got a haircut? I gave myself a haircut, and he said, what did it look like before? He noticed the weight.
Oh, my goodness.
So for him to notice the pajamas was like, whoa.
Yeah, that is amazing. And I see your beautiful little angel, and she's just giggling. And she's saying, you know, Mommy, get ready for all the miracles and the love that's coming your way. You know, and she's with her grandpa, and they're sitting there, and they, you know, they're so excited for you, honey. You truly deserve all the good that's coming your way. But you give more than you receive, Lisa, so you've got to have a little bit more balance in that respect, okay? You worry about everyone, and you're always doing something amazing, okay? So if you feel like, you know, things aren't, you know, quite the way they should be, I just feel that it's because you give a little bit more than you receive, hon, okay?
Okay.
So just, you know, allow the angels to help you with that. And know that, you know, the people that know you are so happy that, you know, as myself, that we're connected with you, and we're just grateful for a beautiful person like you, and you're a blessing to us. Okay, so you've got to allow others to, even if they give you a compliment, accept it, okay?
Yes, I will.
Okay, and I know that you feel really, it's like a hard time for you. You do feel like all these different emotions. And I just feel like there's so much going on inside, you know, you at this time. So you do need to just, you know, every once in a while just go within and to meditate a little bit and get away from the world and actually, like, feel what you're feeling. Because Ginger, when she's showing me, like, what's going on inside you, she's saying, look at all these emotions in this little woman. You've got so much going on in there. My goodness, Lisa. But you are, you know, you are an amazing, you know, fur baby parent. You truly are. You've got to realize that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So Ginger likes to give a little bit of advice in regard to essential oils. And she's saying you would benefit from, like, a calming blend, Lisa. She's saying you've got a lot of, like, nervous energy within you. And at times you get really overwhelmed. And I see her at times, like, running behind you, like you're in your house, you're sewing, you're doing all these different things. And she's running behind you, and she's saying, Lisa, it's going to be okay. Calm down, Lisa, calm down. She's asking you to sit and rest a little bit, okay? I don't know if you're able to use any kind of essential oil blends. I don't know. But a calming blend would have like maybe like a little bit of vanilla. I love the smell of vanilla. Sandalwood, lavender. And you could just put like even a drop on the insides of your wrist, okay? And as I'm saying that, Ginger's showing me Mother Mary is, she's embracing you in a loving embrace, and she has this beautiful, soft, fuzzy blue blanket around you. And she's just holding you because you are her precious child, Lisa.
Well, thank you.
And she and Ginger and everyone, they want you to know that you're deserving of all the good that's coming your way. Okay, because I feel like you really don't believe it, but you are truly so deserving, Lisa. Okay?
Thank you, thank you so much.
Okay, and yeah, Ginger just, you know, she checks on you and she checks on your little fur baby that's coming, and I'm so excited. And she's saying, Lisa, miracles really do happen. Okay, so believe in miracles because yours is coming soon.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless, hon.
Okay, Lisa. All right, let me see who wants to talk to you first. So your new fur baby is coming for fun. That's what she's dedicating herself to teaching you, is that life is meant to be fun. And I know when I was talking to you about things being fun and you were saying, oh, no, they're not.
No, they're not.
But they actually are when you start opening up to that, when you open up to the energy of fun. So she is here to help you open up to the energy of fun and laughter. And sometimes you are going to look at her and tell her that what she thinks is fun is not what you think is fun. I'm just seeing an image of her and she's chewing on a shoe. And you don't think that that's fun, but she does. Okay, let me see. And Gizmo says she loves you. Oh, she says, do you have any questions for her?
Is she okay with this? Is she okay where she is? Is she okay? Is she being taken care of?
And she just laughs at that question. She's like, you don't realize where I am. How could it not be okay? It's wonderful. I get to chase butterflies. And today I caught one, and then we had lunch together. It was so much fun. Yes, she is absolutely fine. She is filled with this beautiful light and love, and she's always sending the love to you, and she's saying, don't worry about anything. There is nothing to worry about, and she means that. There is nothing to worry about. And your little girl is there too, and they're playing together. Oh, they're playing tug of war with a little one of those little ropes they make out of threads. Anyway, that's what they're playing tug of war with, and they're just having the best time.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, let's see if there's anything else she wants to say to you. She's asking that you spend time letting go. Let go, let go, let go, let go. Let go, definitely, of all of the grief and sorrow that you might still have about her. She says, let it go. It's a total waste of time. There is nothing wrong. There's nothing to be sad about. You didn't lose her. She's still with you. She still loves you. She'll always love you. She'll always be with you. You can't lose her. You can't lose anybody. So just let all of that go and start having more fun. And you're going to have more fun in a few weeks when that puppy's there. So start having fun now.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, let's see what else anybody wants to say to Lisa. Oh, they're all saying, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. Okay, anything else for Lisa? Oh, it's safe for you to just be you. Just be you. Okay. And that's the message they wanted to give you.
Thank you very much, girls.
Oh, we love you, Lisa. Just, you've got to relax and just, you know, everything is falling into place for you, okay?
You girls just will be believe. You'll be so proud of me because I decided to just not think about my son anymore and decided to just not think about him anymore, not think about what he did and just let it go. I decided it's his loss. And his children's
love. It's a shame. It truly is. But keep sending him love, hon.
It took me 7 years. This is hard, but I decided I just have to.
Oh, definitely.
And when you do that, you're opening your hand, which means you can actually receive now.
Yes.
And they're saying just go with the flow.
Okay, thank you.
And do like Ginger said, you know, if you have a problem, write it on a piece of paper, put it in the toilet and pee on it and flush it away.
And she's saying stay positive, Lisa, stay positive.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. God bless you both. Have a beautiful, blessed Christmas, both of you.
You
thank
too.
You. Was...
Thank you.
Okay. And now I'm hearing the song Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and they're saying that that's for you, Lisa. Okay. All righty. And our next caller is Nathaniel.
Hello. Hi. How you doing, ladies?
Hi,
great.
Nathaniel.
Hi. How's the weather out where you are?
A little
we
chilly. Yeah.
Well, it's raining out over here in Sacramento.
Oh, goodness.
But it's...
Goodness,
it's,
goodness.
I guess that's to be expected.
Yeah, it's that, it's, you know, it's that time of
could
year.
Be,
yes.
Could be I don't know. Some people like the snow.
Nathaniel, what have you been doing health-wise? Because I see things getting better, like you're really taking good care of yourself.
Well, of course, I'm trying to think of a lot of positive thoughts and eating well.
Beautiful.
Want to end up some kind of exercise plan and have somewhat, although the gyms are closed. Just been doing kind of that yoga massage, you know. I'll kind of massage
beautiful.
Myself. Stretch, I kind of call it
beautiful.
yoga massage or, you know, something like that and mix in. Kind of want to get into some more, a little more intense yoga and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, I think you're doing a great job. I really feel that.
Yeah.
Okay. What else are they showing me? Okay. Okay. So I'm getting that. Are you looking for a change, or did you just get a different position, Nathaniel?
Well, I had another job. I had that other job, and that didn't work out. So I'm back at the old job now. So it's less hectic. The other job was kind of demanding. I had to do so many things at once. You know, and I was doing the door, you know, had to watch the cameras and let everybody in and out of multiple doors and, you know, more things to do, you know. So I had to do a lot of things.
Okay. Well, I still feel there might be something else coming your way in regard to employment. Just keep your eyes open.
Hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
So I'm definitely, because I'm seeing there's opportunities coming your way in regard to money, you know, to make a little bit more money. And, well, it's interesting, ma'am, there's a lot of opportunities. They're all around, Nathaniel. Okay, huh. There may even be a possibility of you know, even going a little further for work, maybe relocating if that's something that you would consider. But the angels are saying, Nathaniel, this is actually a good time to think about, you know, doing what you love. And, you know, if it's something that you desire, that, you know, with career, that now is the time to go forward and really to change the things that you don't like, Nathaniel. Okay? And as Ginger said, there's like many opportunities that await you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, stay balanced with work and, you know, and your, you know, the rest of your home life and everything. If you maintain that balance, things are going to be, they're going to feel more comfortable for you, and it's going to help you to have more energy. It's going to feel good, Nathaniel. Okay. And I
okay.
keep asking me around the corner. She's going, come on. I'm going around the corner. I'm like, why are we going around the corner? She's saying, because something's coming for Nathaniel, and it's just right around the corner.
Oh.
Okay, so just keep your eyes open. Okay, and she's pulling me around the corner, and she's saying, as we're going around the corner, we're seeing that new opportunities are, you know, presenting themselves for Nathaniel. Okay?
Okay.
So listen to that little voice within, that inner voice, okay, and let it guide you, Nathaniel.
Uh-huh.
That's really going to be helpful, okay? And she's saying, you know, he's such a lucky dog. Like, you have such luck around you right now. I don't know if you've felt it. So she's saying, Nathaniel,
thinking
big.
I was just thinking how lucky I have been. Although, you know, people can, you know, gripe and complain about their things, but, you know, there's a lot of people that are, you know, there's some people that are, you know, have really compromised immune systems, or they're quadriplegic or paraplegic, or have some really, you know, bigger problems than I could, you know, ever really consider that I have, you know. I mean, there's some people that are, you know, homeless or in jails, or, you know, so you,
well,
really,
you know,
have to appreciate things, you know.
Daniel, please. Just take pride in how far you've come, and have faith in how far you're going to be able to go, Nathaniel. Okay, I really do feel that, you know, you, spirit is with you, and it's really going to help you. But I'm getting like you have to stay balanced. Okay, balance is essential.
Okay.
And this is a great time to like think about what, you know, what you're doing spiritually. Okay, you're very intuitive at this time, Nathaniel. Okay, so time to listen, you know, to that beautiful inner voice, and it's really going to be there to guide you, okay? And I'm also getting, you know, positive affirmations, visualization. Those are things that will help you as well. And you've got to trust yourself. And, again, dream big. And once you put that dream out there and visualize it, you're going to be able to take steps to really help it to manifest into your life, okay?
Yeah, I bought a lotto ticket. I usually haven't bought one for months, but I didn't have enough. I put too much gas on the thing, so I had to go back and get a couple bucks. And I said, well, just give me the lotto, the Powerball ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe
well,
I'll get some.
Yeah,
so
good luck with
that,
and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. Take care, hon.
I did see my brother yesterday. I haven't seen him for months. So do you think that might work out? I think so. That's a positive thing. So I just thought I'd mention that.
You've got to, you know, just visualize the relationship as being positive. Okay, so, No, feel the positive energy and just send it to him. Send it with love, Nathaniel.
Okay.
And you, I feel like when you just say that you connected with your brother, I just feel like you get so tensed up. You know, your whole energy changes. You've got to relax.
Yeah, I don't know if I should really see him, you know, especially with his wife, you know.
You know what, let me turn you over to Barbara, Nathaniel. Hold on, hon. God bless,
super.
Honey.
Thank you. Thank you, DC.
Okay, Nathaniel. What I'm hearing about your brother is they want you to notice whether or not you gave your power away when you saw him. Did you let him be the one in charge? Did you let him be the one to decide what you guys did, what you guys talked about, whatever happened? Or did you stand in your power and be you?
You know, I was trying to stand in my power. There was a Porsche that got the window broken into, and they stole his backpack. So I was already over talking to him, and he was coming out of Bel Air Market. And I said, oh, yeah, hey, there's a car that got broken into. And he says, wow, just now? And then, you know, he said, well, you should go over there. You know, and I said, well, I've already, you know, been over there, but I walked over there as he was leaving. But, you know, it's, I guess it was, you know, that's a good thing to say, you know. You know,
okay.
It's a good question. I mean, a good thing to be, you know to stay in my power, because if I'm really not living with him, I was going to ask about all the stuff in the garage, and I didn't really get a chance to. I didn't bring it up. I don't know if it's there or if he threw it all away or gave it away.
And it's been there for a while, so you apparently don't really need it. So
yeah.
Is it really that important?
It's maybe not that important, but I do have some CDs over there, and I do have a heater and an amplifier and stuff, and may not really need it, but, you know, don't want to, you know, I'm not exactly sure. You know what to do. Today's probably a bad day, so it's raining, but you know, I don't know. So,
well, they're saying give yourself a week, and then contact him, ask him if it's there, and if it's there, if you can come and get it. And
yeah.
You know, if it's there, then go and get it. If it's not there, then there's nothing
forget
to get.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's forget.
Because
it may be
really
a sign
not.
That I may not even really want to see him very much, you know, especially with his wife, like I'm saying, you know, that she's kind of crazy and demanding, I think. I don't know. Complicated.
Well, you are going through a lot of changes within yourself.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
yeah.
You are learning who you are, and you are learning to stand in your power.
Uh-huh.
And so there will come a time probably when you will feel that it's time for you to spend some time with them just to see how things change, to see how they treat you differently. Because as you change, they will have to change the way they treat you.
Yeah. Well, since I'm not living there and everything, you know, and I could just walk away at any time.
Exactly.
It's a different story, you know. It's
yeah.
A different deal. And
see, you can tell how you are getting more powerful, because 6 months ago you would not have said, I can just walk away. You
right.
Would have thought you had to stay and deal with it and try to make them happy. But now you don't. They are not that important. They are not more important than you are. That's what
uh-huh.
You are learning, is the importance of you.
Uh-huh.
So great. Keep up the good work. And your shaman is very happy with you. Says you're really putting forth the effort to connect and to allow yourself to evolve. So keep doing the work and know that it really is making a difference in your life. It really is.
Yeah. Well, thanks for all that.
You are welcome. Well, let me see if anybody has a message for you.
Super.
Okay, they're singing the song.
I think we lost you there, Barbara. I think your phone does somewhere there. I know they're singing songs.
She'll be back next channel. She'll be back. She has a bungee cord. She can't go too far.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know, Ginger's coming in, Nathaniel, and she's saying, you've got to just start enjoying the simple pleasures of life, okay?
Right. Yeah.
So she just loves treats, and she's saying, Nathaniel, what's your favorite treat?
Well, I like chocolate milk, and I could probably have some. I just got home after work here, and it was raining. I filled up. I told you I got gas and got a lawn ticket, and then came home. My landlord, he hurt his back, so he's kind of in the dumb drumps a little bit. I think he's a little
okay, I'm back.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Just keep doing what you're doing, Nathaniel, because you're doing a great job.
What song were they singing? You said they were singing a song.
Oh. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. That's what they're singing.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, we will talk to you the next time we talk to you.
Okay. Happy holidays. Thank you.
And the same to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, DC, we have talked to everyone.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Joan Rivers had a question. She's saying, Barbara, is it okay to ask Santa for tequila this year?
Well, you know, you can ask Santa for anything. Of course, you already know that. Because you heard sitting here sipping something with Santa, so.
Oh, goodness. Well, it certainly has been a wonderful show.
Yes, it has.
Very, very, very informative. You know, we had some laughs, you know, so I think it was really, really wonderful.
I think so, too. And
oh,
I just love Ginger's advice.
So Ginger's saying, if you're wondering what to do, just think what Lucy and Ethel would do in a situation. Like, I don't know if that's the best advice, Ginger. I don't know.
I think I like the advice to pee on it a little better than that.
Yeah, me too. Yes. That's a good one, right? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I hope everyone had a beautiful weekend, and we look forward to connecting soon. And thank you, Barbara. I truly enjoyed tonight's show. It was wonderful.
Me too.
Bye, everyone.
Good night.